This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Anne Sudeikerheda.
It's the last week of February, and as the month is winding down, so too are a couple of local theater productions. Rogers Little Theater is wrapping up its production of Les Mis this week with performances scheduled for Thursday through Sunday. According to RLT's website, there are a limited number of general admission seats available for the remaining shows. So to check availability, please email manager@rogerslittletheater.net. The University of Arkansas Drama Department is also wrapping up its run of Spring Awakening this week. The next show is scheduled for 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. More performances are scheduled through Sunday. For details, visit drama.uark.edu.
There's still time to catch Theater Squared's latest production. The company will continue its run of the Tony Award-nominated play Good People until March 9th at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. More information is available at theater2.org. A number of young actors will be showcasing their talents during the next couple of weeks. The theater department at Bentonville High School has scheduled opening night for its production of The Crucible for Thursday night. Performances will take place through Sunday at Arend Arts Center. Showtimes and ticket information are available at bentonvillek12.org/arendarts.
Arts Live Theater is presenting Sideways Stories from Wayside School, March 13th through the 16th. The play is based on the book of the same name that follows the adventures of students attending a school whose 30 classrooms were built on top of each other instead of side by side. For more information, artslivetheater.com. The Young Actors Guild in Fort Smith will present The Cat in the Hat this weekend at King Opera House in Van Buren. Performances begin Thursday evening and run through Sunday afternoon. YAG will also host a free Seussical birthday party Saturday morning at the Van Buren Public Library. For more information, visit yagonline.org.
Trike Theater, another youth theater company in Northwest Arkansas, will be producing a couple of shows during the month of March. Performances of Romeo and Juliet are scheduled for March 6th through the 9th, and admission is $5. If you don't want to wait for that show, Trike Theater just happens to be putting on another production this weekend.
Yes, grab your script.
Dig a dig.
So, friends, since we still have stuff to block, we definitely still need our scripts. So make sure you grab your scripts and your pencils so you can write down your blocking, anything else you might need.
Friday night, Trike Theater, a professional youth company based in Bentonville, will kick off its weekend-long run of Fantastic Mr. Fox. Megan James has been with Trike Theater for about 2 years now, but this is the first show she is directing for the organization. The cast of 20 consists of children in 3rd through 9th grade who have been rehearsing 2 to 3 times a week since January. The play is based on the Roald Dahl book of the same name, and it's been adapted for the stage by David Wood.
It's just such a fun story. Roald Dahl just writes such fantastic characters that are so interesting. And the script itself has different puppets and things in it, so there's lots of opportunities for the young actors to do things other than just play a character. They get to be chicken puppets at some point that the fox is taking, and they get to play multiple characters, so that's really fun. And it just involves a lot of different movement and things like that that are really entertaining and good for the kids to try out.
The play follows the vain attempts of 3 farmers to get rid of a fox who regularly steals food from their farms. While the cast has been rehearsing at Trike Theater's office, which is located just off the Bentonville Square, the actual performances will take place at White Auditorium on Northwest Arkansas Community College's campus. To help prepare the young actors for the move to the White Auditorium stage, Megan and her team have taped the floor so the kids will have a better idea of what the NWAC stage will be like. She says the move may be a challenge, but it's good for the young actors to learn to adjust. For a lot of these actors, this will be their first theater experience. Megan says that's exciting, and she likes being that person who gets to guide them through that first experience. Because several of the children are novices, she says you have to take more time and teach them the basics of acting, which they may not know yet.
You have to think about how much they can process, so you don't want to overload them. And so rather than delving deep right now into objective and tactic and all these like big theater words that you learn as you get older, right now we're just really focusing on character work and how do you create a character. And with some of the older kids, maybe we'll do a bit more in-depth things, but you just have to really layer it on. So you start with the very basics, the blocking and the stage directions, and then you add the character stuff. And then if they're getting that, then you can add a little bit more. So it's just kind of being aware of where they are.
One of the things they discuss while preparing the young actors for a live performance is what to do in case a cast member forgets a line.
We definitely talk about that beforehand. We make sure that they are prepared. And those accidents will happen before we even get to opening night. So once they do happen, then we can talk about it. And, oh, well, maybe you should have made a different choice with that rather than shouting their line at them, you know, across the stage, which happens. But, you know, just we learn from our mistakes that we've done, that have happened during Tech Week. And I like to do other activities that talk to them about, we play a ball game that becomes more and more difficult as we go along, kind of like rehearsal does. It's easy at first, but then we add in all these other things. So I try to do other activities that can translate to performance.
This ball game involves the cast gathering in a circle and then tossing a squishy purple ball with jelly-like tentacles to one another. The actors must thank the person that threw them the ball before announcing the name of the person they're throwing the ball to next. This gets a little more complicated as the group tries to perform this task at a quicker pace.
Shelby, you ready? You ready, Miss Carla? Miss Megan passing Olivia.
Thank you, Miss Megan. Olivia passing AC.
Thank you, Olivia. AC passing to Carly.
Thank you, AC. Carly passing Emily.
Thank you, Carly.
Sean Patrick Barrett and Alexandria Meredith both attend Benton County School of the Arts and have worked with Trike Theater in the past. They hope to continue pursuing theater and are currently members of the Fantastic Mr. Fox cast. Alexandria is playing Mrs. Badger, the narrator of the story, and Sean is portraying Mr. Fox.
He's kind of goofy and just likes to make people laugh, but he'll do anything to make sure his friends and family are safe.
Because the play is based on a book, which was also adapted into a movie in 2009, the cast has references for what this production could look like. However, it's important for these actors to put their own spin on the show.
Some people have, like, if it's something that was made into a movie, then, like, if you've seen the movie, you kind of have trouble. But some separating those two characters. But some people, it's easier because it helps them tell the difference and not make it, like, a copy of that.
Sean's castmate, Alexandria, agrees.
Yeah, in a way, you really want to stick to the storyline so people can kind of connect it. But in another sense, you want to take the production in itself and add your own twist. So when people come, they're not like, yeah, I've already seen that. They'll find things that are different and interesting in the way that you have presented it to them.
Trike Theater will mount its production of Fantastic Mr. Fox this weekend, and director Megan James is looking forward to opening night.
Opening night is always the best. I get so nervous that I usually am just shaking and sweating, and like I feel like it's my children out there that I'm like, I just feel a lot of pride in them, I guess. But it's so much fun to see how they transform once they have an audience. Like that, whenever they get their first laugh or their first applause, that moment for them is so huge. And you can see their confidence grow and grow as they're performing. And it's just so exciting to see that.
Fantastic Mr. Fox will be on stage Friday through Sunday at White Auditorium, which is located inside Burns Hall on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus in Bentonville. Show times are 6:30 p.m. Friday and at 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $8 for adults and $6 for children and seniors. Children under 2 years old will be admitted for free. For more information, you can visit Trike Theater, that's theater with an R-E, .org.
Welcome, diggers, all to Fox's Feast.
Then can we all cheer at that?
Yay!
A toast. Let us drink a toast to our dear friend who has saved our lives this day. Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox.